Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 24th of April. The US Federal Reserve's Beige Book is likely to be biased. Anything that relies on sentiment is at risk of bias these days. It is the views of businesses who want policy to go in a certain way, edited into a coherent whole by economists who are likely to properly understand the costs associated with current US government policy. Nonetheless, the results of last night's Beige Book were remarkable enough to penetrate that potential bias. The word uncertainty was included on 80 separate occasions. That is more than double the occurrence during either the pandemic or the global financial crisis. This is perhaps the central issue. US President Trump has pursued an erratic policy with trade, taxes, and in other areas. Any company with a supply chain that interacts with the government in any way has less certainty about policy, or indeed, there being someone in government to pick up the phone. This will affect business decisions, and the Beige Book suggests that perhaps the partisan media bubble is now being penetrated by an uncertain reality. Tariffs were mentioned in the Beige Book 107 times, which is hardly surprising given that the anecdotes were collected during some of the most aggressive tax increases in US history. US President Trump refuted a Financial Times article suggesting that there may be some easing of taxes on auto parts, and the United States has started proceedings to tax foreign trucks. That effect may be limited given that there has been a slump in demand for road freight in the States as a result of other trade taxes. The Wall Street Journal reported that taxes on US consumers of goods from China could come down to a tax rate of 50 to 65%. That would equate to about a 25% increase in the consumer price of imported consumer goods, and the economic damage of that is not much less than the economic damage of 145% taxes. Yesterday's central bank speech didn't offer that much in the way of policy surprises. The Bank of England Governor Bailey talked of the downside risk to growth, which reinforces the idea of more interest rate cuts coming. ECB President Lagarde also stressed the disinflation impact of trade taxes. This is particularly true outside of the United States, of course. Internationally, there are likely to be fewer trade taxes levied on domestic consumers than is the case in the US, and the slowdown of the US economy will shift supply and demand balances in favour of lower global prices. The data calendar today is probably not adding much forward-looking information for the markets. The German Ifo Business Sentiment Index is subject to the exaggerated sentiment of businesses facing uncertainty, as is the UK's CBI survey. The United States offers some data on March durable goods orders and investment products. Of course, there was strength in this data early in the year as consumers and companies rushed to beat the anticipated trade taxes. The March data predates the imposition of the taxes, and of course, these are orders received by US firms. US firms will have stockpiled imported components, etc. But the climate of soaring uncertainty may well have companies and consumers thinking carefully about spending large sums of money on durable goods and investment. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.